Our community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, and also by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville. Opportunity to talk city business, and Councilman Kane in this morning to talk with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a nice day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
It feels like a big breath of fresh air in the neighborhood
today.
There
you go. There is a contested city council race on the ballot. You and I'll leave that alone. There is one councilman that will be joining the council, barring the unexpected, since his opposition dropped off of the race. So at least we can say welcome to Mr. Dungis, or Mr. Gentius, rather, for the council.
Yeah, Alan Gentius is, I think, a really great candidate for city council. I spent an hour and a half or so speaking with him yesterday. And it was a really nice time to get to know him a little bit better. We just discussed families and family history and how we each came to be in Bartlesville. It was very just a friendly get to know you talk, and it was really nice to talk with Alan, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
And he will take the oath of office next month, I believe.
Yes, yeah, first part of next month.
Yeah. A mostly routine business council meeting last night, renewal of a couple of contracts, and some of the other items that just are there, such as different appointments and that sort of thing, as far as much of what the council meeting was last night.
Yeah, it was all that consent docket was pretty well boilerplate business, and then we kind of just ratified and approved some recommendations from the Planning Commission at their last meeting two weeks ago. So it was really nothing super contentious or no real hot topics last night.
I want to at least mention a couple of those. There were three public hearings. I don't believe anybody spoke on any of them, but two of the items did have to do with the Nehemiah project, which I think seems to be moving forward.
Well, I think so. One of them actually pulled. That last agenda item was pulled, and that'll have to come back again at a later date. There's some issues surrounding the rezoning and, of those properties, and kind of boiling down to ownership questions. Mm-hmm. And so we really didn't feel like all the I's and were dotted and the T's were crossed there for that item. So my hope is that it moves forward. I think there's still some legwork to be done before we'll be able to move forward. I think it's a great project. I think it'll be really nice for that area of the community. And I wholeheartedly support it, and I hope it comes back soon.
I hope so, too. One of the items that you brought in, I think top of the stack, had a couple of pictures of the pavilion project, which is moving forward downtown at Johnstone Park.
Right. If you haven't driven by Johnstone Park and seen the pavilion, I'd encourage you to drive by and look at that. I think it's a really neat project for Johnstone Park, and it seems like Johnstone Park is on the verge of some sort of a renaissance.
Yeah.
And I think this is a big part of it. You know, there's the new sign that's out front, courtesy of Leadership Bartlesville Class 24, I think, maybe.
Sounds right, yeah.
I hate to misquote, but I think it's 24.
We'll leave the class off and say Leadership Bartlesville.
I think it's 24. and then the pavilion, of course, the kiddie park is always making great strides. And, I really think Johnstone Park looks very nice right now, and the pavilion is a wonderful addition.
The park is currently closed as they make preparations for Fantasyland. That that brings people in from at least several miles away to, you know, look at the lights and see what's new.
That's a really nice display that the Rotary Club's put on, and specifically Daybreak Rodeo. Rotary. Daybreak Rotary puts a lot of effort into that, and it certainly shows. I've been privileged to volunteer there with a lot of the young professionals in our community over the past few years, and the board of the Young Professionals of Bartlesville takes a significant presence there too. And so we constantly see more cars and people going around two or three times, and everybody makes donations as they come back through, and which are certainly not required, although much appreciated. And it's a fun event, a neat thing for Bartlesville to have for, it seems like it's up for a month or so.
Basically from, I don't know the exact dates, but basically Thanksgiving weekend till around New Year's.
It's plenty of opportunities to come see them, and young kids love them, and it's a chance to go there, kind of get them out of their car seats or unbuckled, and have them kind of crawl around and look at the lights.
Yeah.
And that's something my family enjoys, and I have since I was a kid.
So. And it's a neat attraction. I think probably more people, I would guess, visit it either Thanksgiving weekend or after the Christmas parade, but either one of those two nights are probably pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet they are. But if it's too busy for you, come back another night. There'll be plenty of opportunities.
Work is coming along. I haven't seen it. Most of the work appears to be inside now in the new police and fire complex downtown.
Yeah, that's right. I actually have not been inside of that. I certainly didn't want to step on anybody's toes by trying to nose around in there. But, I mean, all reports are that it's going very well. Of course, the progress is seen and evident, and yeah. I think has been very efficient. I think the contractors have done a really, really great job staying on track, staying on schedule, and in order to have this thing completed by next year. And I'm looking just at my sheet here, and I want to make sure I don't misstate something, but they're looking at kind of a January 2017, yeah. just this coming January completion. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. I mean, yeah. That's pretty quick.
It is, and I have no doubt that prior to, or maybe just after completion, people will be kind of invited in to look around.
I'm certain there will be some open house opportunities.
Otherwise, it's you have to wait till the time that the chief of police invites you into his office or something.
Yeah, I'd just soon go there on the open house, I think.
He's a nice guy, but yeah, let's make it social rather than official.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, but that's going to be fun. And just looking at some of the other work, I noticed you've got some of the construction projects highlighted there out in front of you. Wintertime, okay, streets are not always in the best shape, but temperature-wise, we've still got some good temperatures to finish up some street projects.
Yeah, and citizens may have noticed some work going on right now. The Boys and Girls Club has a construction project that's ongoing, and 5th Street between Seminole and Frontier Pool parking lot will be closed and expected to reopen in January to allow for that construction project. There's some lane closures prompted by waterline rehabilitation work. Delaware Avenue from 9th to 11th Street, and on 11th Street from Shawnee to Cherokee. One lane traffic will remain open for the duration of these projects, and both lanes may be open during the evenings and weekends if it's possible. I don't actually have a date on the expected project completion there, but obviously the lanes will reopen when that project is completed.
It strikes me that seems like I saw, probably unofficially, that they expected it in the approximately 2-week time frame, when there was not particularly a long project.
No, I don't think it's not supposed to be. I didn't want to speculate because I don't. Hate to be wrong on radio, Charlie.
That's it. It's a problem because people said, yeah, we heard him say it. We will continue our talk this morning, city business, and a few other items with Council McCain when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning in a Community Connection, John Cain spending some time with us this morning. And I want to go back to a couple of the proclamations that the council approved. It's nice to see that the council does this sort of thing. Family Promise Week in the middle of the month. Extra Mile Day coming up, actually was just a few days ago. And then Small Business Saturday, conveniently enough, the day after Black Friday.
That is awfully convenient. those proclamations are pretty fun to do. Yeah. I mean, people and representatives from the organizations receiving the proclamation are oftentimes there to hear it read and take a picture with most typically the mayor.
Yeah.
And so it's a fun thing for us to be able to do, and they seem very excited about it. And we're often, as was the case last night, extremely worthy causes.
Well, and when those groups come before you, because I've been there for with one that I represent, it's a piece of positive publicity for their organization that if you hadn't done it, would be just missing. And when they go forward for everything from grant funding to just as soliciting donations for their programs, whatever they might be, it says, here, the city recognizes, or the county recognizes, or the schools recognize us, and it just adds credibility to who they are and what they're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, working within any municipality can certainly be trying at times, and even at the local level, there's enough bureaucratic red tape to really make it frustrating,
Yeah.
and even when everybody's certainly well-intentioned and wanting to do right by our community, but to have that kind of, it's not really a stamp of approval, I mm-hmm. guess, because that's not how I want it to come off. But
yeah.
to be able to partner, I guess, is a better way to phrase it, with the city, and show that there's cooperation on both sides, and they support one another is nice. And it sure makes it easy for them to receive grants, like you said, because the grant writers know they're not going to have that hurdle
yeah.
to clear, and they know that money will be go to some good pretty immediately. And
yeah.
so it's important for the organizations. It's a fun thing for the council, I think, to be able to participate in and get to see different representatives from each of those organizations come and meet them and shake hands and see them again soon.
As we get into the Christmas shopping season, whether it's officially later this month, but realistically a lot of people are buying already for Christmas, it is the most critical time for the city's budget, because that's when you garner the most city sales tax dollars, the months of November, December, which actually come into the city January and February. So.
Right. No, it's a busy time of the year, and you're right, it's an important time of the year for the city. And we make the push all year, but it's never more important than it is at this time of the year to try to do shopping in Bartlesville. And first of all, you're supporting neighbors and community residents, and second of all, you're helping to fund our municipality, a community in which you reside. And so I think it's important to do that. And although it's convenient, certainly, to shop online, and I've done it myself. I would encourage all of our residents to make the effort, go out, see faces, meet people in different shops and boutiques. The downtown boutique district is certainly alive and well with many different offerings and unique offerings, I think, especially for family members that don't live in Bartlesville. I think the shops there do a very nice job procuring merchandise that you don't find everywhere else, and that may be unique to family and friends that live elsewhere. So. It's a fun time of the year, I think. It's something that I really enjoy, and I hope our downtown continues to be bustling.
I do too, and I think that, of course, downtown is one of the many places that we get to show off Bartlesville a little bit. When out-of-town visitors come, it's nice to say, hey, have you been to the Price Tower, or hey, have you been to the museum downtown, or
yeah.
And by the way, we got some great places to eat and stay.
It is funny. I mean, of course, we live here year round, but then we get family coming in, and it's almost we're tourists in Bartlesville, and we do all the things that we only do two or three times a year. And my wife and I constantly ask ourselves, why don't we just do this more often? But I guess you get caught up in the ebbs and flows of life, and sometimes forget about all the opportunities we have here in Bartlesville. But it's a nice time of the year to take advantage of them.
One opportunity coming up in another week or so, and I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it's next week, as far as some of the yard cleanup events that I want to say is the week of the 14th. Am I right on that?
You're correct. Yeah, November 14th through the 18th and December 19th to the 23rd. And I think it's nice, especially this year, to have the December, because as I'm looking out the window here, there's a lot of green grass and a lot of green leaves. And
yes.
So we don't. The leaf pickup may not do many people good.
Well, and depending on the type of tree you have, some hold their leaves longer than others. So, December 8th can be nice.
I think the December will be busier than usual, because, certainly in my yard, I don't know if I have enough leaves to fill a bag.
Okay.
But it's a nice opportunity for residents to be able to take advantage of. You can place your leaves at the curb in bags. It's on your normal collection day. Leaf bags will not require yard waste stickers as they do normally, and residents can use clear or colored bags during this campaign. It's for private residences only, so no commercial collections will be permitted. And for private residents, there's no limit to the number of bags that can be put out for collection. Just be sure to comply with all the other refuse regulations, and they'll only be collected once on the normal collection day of each week. So while there is a week-long campaign, you really have one day, unless you got a friend across town that you can go dump your leaves on it and use his collection day. Public Works Director Keith Henry would want me to say that it's for leaves and grass only, reiterate that it's for leaves and grass only, and extra bags of or items of household refuse that are outside the cart, you have to then put your red refuse stickers on there, on those bags. But it's a handy opportunity that I certainly take advantage of.
Yeah, and the price is right, free.
The price is very right. Just dump them out there, and the good guys down at the waste collection department will come grab them.
Yeah, you do have to rake them up and put them in the bag, but other than
that's the only thing. But yeah, that's the bad part.
Other than that, it's not too bad.
No, it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, as far as the city's budget, I haven't seen the recent sales tax report, but my expectation is that you're a whole lot closer to where you wanted to be because of the extra sales tax dollars that weren't coming in this time last year.
Sure, and we always kind of hang on that report, and I would expect one. Here in the coming weeks, I would expect another one. And if you adjust for that increase, we've actually, our receipts are down,
mm-hmm.
Or they have been down for the first part of the year, and we'll just see if that's a function of our more of a macro economy. Probably is, and we'll just continue to fight the good fight here, and hopefully this time of the year we'll pick up, and we can do the things that the citizens expect the city to do, and that the city wants to excel at doing. And so I think everybody's typically pretty generally happy, mm-hmm. and generally fairly satisfied, but certainly are wanting to improve.
Well, and of course the most recent new hires that have come on since that sales tax is up. It's nice to see the numbers growing back to where I think the citizens wanted them to be. We realized there were some budget problems, but we understood. But it's nice to be back where I think people want to see it.
Sure, I think people specifically will notice an improvement in the maintenance of our rights-of-ways and parks and. Three of the bids that we, actually the only three bids that, mm-hmm. that we went ahead and approved last night were for Parks Department equipment.
Yeah.
And so hopefully residents will be able to notice all of those improvements going on, the maintenance that will no longer be deferred but kept up with appropriately, and keep our town looking as nice as the people in it.
Okay, well, again, that pretty much takes up the amount of time that we have. I will call people's attention to the fact there are still openings on the Adams Golf Course Committee, Ambulance, the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority, Park Board, Sanitary Sewer Committee, the Tree Committee, and the White Rose Board.
Always openings, and that's how the city runs. We need good people to volunteer on those committees and make recommendations.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kane. We'll
Thank
talk
you for
again
me.
Real soon.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. It's election day across the country, and of course here in Oklahoma.